Hey guys, what's up? My name is Jeff Oates, and I am the senior pastor at Sardis Springs, and I have been wanting to start a podcast for a long time called the Sunday Monday Rewind, where we look back at what happened yesterday, and we talk about the theological truths. And so for you who were in our church, it's more of a reminder. Hey, this is a great way to start the week by reminding you of all that God said about us yesterday and what the Spirit declared over us. And if you were not with us yesterday, then it is just a breath of scriptural fresh air for you as we unpack the theological truths that we held yesterday. So I have been in a series called Renew. Great time to start a series called Renew, first of the year. But what I know about you and what I know about me is we're probably not very good at just trying to, man, keep resolutions, right? I know that shocks everybody, but I'm just as bad as you. And so what we're looking for in a Renew series is not, man, what have we given up this year? What are we doing this year? But how do we come before the Lord and ask Him to renew our minds, our hearts, our souls, renew our commitment before Him? So this week, we actually talked about something a little bit different. We talked about renewing our position in Christ. And we came at it from Matthew 19 and Matthew 20, right? So there's these two verses. It's four verses in 19, and it's six verses in 20. Where Jesus talks about what does it look like to actually serve the King of glory and the kingdom of God while we're here on this planet called Earth. And so he calls his disciples and he tells them, he says, if you want to be first in my kingdom, you got to be last. And he tells his disciples, he says that when heaven happens, when eternity is rolled out and Earth is no more, he says that the 12 disciples will get their thrones. And they will rule over the 12 tribes of Israel. And in chapter 20, we see the sons of Zebedee bring their mama and ask Jesus for a place of deity, a place of righteousness. And Jesus looks at the mama and says, like, what do you want? And she says, can you make sure that one of my sons is on your left and one of my sons is on your right? And it's fascinating because what happens next is like the other disciples hear what's going on, and they become frustrated. They become quite angry that you've got these two brothers who are hearkening for a place of power. And so it really brought forth four questions in the life of our church. Number one, why do we spend so much time trying to be great? Man, we talk about the greatest, and everybody knows, right? I mean, it's Michael over LeBron. Like, I mean, everybody knows. Like LeBron is not even the greatest Laker that's ever played, but we're not going there. Talk about the greatest baseball players, Ty Cobb, right? One of the greatest to ever play the game. Jackie Robinson, Hank Aaron. We got some studs right now. Shohei Ohtani, guys off the chain, good. Talk about the greatest. Talk about the greatest football player. You got Tom Brady. You got the Manning brothers. You got Roger Staubach. You got all these legends of the game. Patrick Mahomes. What's he going to end up with in his career? And we talk about greatness. And if we're not careful, we end up trying to infuse greatness into our spiritual life as well, and we want to be the greatest. But the problem is when we institute greatness into our walk with Jesus, our greatness becomes a linear response to what other people are doing. So I'm better than them, but I'm working on them. And we keep kind of looking at our life through that lens of I'm just trying to get to be better. But the call of the gospel is that your best won't be enough. God has a standard for heaven, and it is perfection, it's holiness, it's righteousness. And those things can never be obtained by human hands or human works. So how then do we do this? We come before the Lord, and we submit to His yoke. We submit our life before Him. We transfer the lordship from us to Him, and we rejoice as His children. We spend so much time being great, and it brought us to our next thought of why do we fight for prominence like we do? Do you know how awkward it would have been to have your mom come ask Jesus for a place of notoriety, for a place of prominence? Like that whole thing, like my secondhand embarrassment just flares up when I think through this. Everybody's been embarrassed by their parents, but it's the only story that I can think of in the Bible where somebody comes to God on behalf of their children and said, can you make my kids great in your kingdom. And it's just a weird moment there. I think we search for prominence because we love power. It's the same thing that in an election cycle, millionaires and billionaires fight for a position that pays $400,000 a year. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, if you want to pay me that, we're golden. But if you had millions and billions of dollars, that's not it. So why do they want to be president? Why do they want to go through the election cycle, through all the mudslinging? Why do they do that? It's for power, power. So if we are built in this world, how do we keep from getting snared up in the pursuit of notoriety? How does our life stop being driven by likes, shares, affirmation from other people? It happens when Jesus becomes enough for us. When Jesus becomes enough for you and for me, everything else doesn't matter. The applause of earth grows dim when we recognize our obedience before a sovereign Lord. That, Lord, I'm just here for you. God, I'm just here for you. Whatever you need from me, whatever you want from me, I'm your son. You're my God. I just want to be in a relationship with you. You're enough. I don't care about everything else. And what happens then, when you begin to get your life in order by how God has organized it, all the other things that were driving your world are now just conveniences in your world. Now, instead of driving for greatness, you just want to be faithful. And if greatness happens, good. If it doesn't, that's okay too. I just want to please the Lord. Now those things that we've been trying to collect, that money, fame, wealth, stuff, if it comes, good. If it doesn't, that's okay too, because my identity is not wrapped up in what I get or what I make or how far I can go or my influence. My identity is wrapped in Jesus. So how do we keep from getting in this slide? Number one, I think we have to redefine greatness. We said yesterday that our world's enamored with this. We have the acronym, the GOAT, and we throw that around, right? The GOAT of this, the GOAT of that. Greatness, Jesus said, greatness is not what you can get, but it's what you can give away. He says, you're going to be great in the kingdom, become a slave and become a servant. Lower yourself, because it's in the humility of ourself that God begins to be so big. It's the humility of ourself, God begins to control everything and be Lord of everything. So he looks at his disciples and he said, if you want to be great, if you want to be first, you got to be last here. You want to be first when it matters the most. You got to be last here. And he likens it to a slave and to a servant. But then he gives us the Christ example, because he tells his guys, you've got to lower yourself, humble yourself. And coming and asking Jesus for a place of prominence is not lowering yourself. If you want to lower yourself, then you got to think of yourself as, man, there's nothing I can't do for the king. I have said this for years. I would rather scrub the toilets of heaven than have the best job in hell. It's nothing I won't do for the Lord. There's nothing I won't do for the king. He says, the Son of Man didn't come to be served, but rather he came to serve. And so what Jesus then, and just a beautiful arrangement of words begins to really impact to his disciples. The thing that matters most in this life is not the preserving of your days, but it's the giving your life away. It's the, Lord, today's your day. It's all about you. It's not about me. And this doesn't happen through behavior modification. This happens through spiritual transformation, that you're becoming more like Jesus each and every day. If you want more information about this sermon, it is on our website at ssbcathens.org, or you can search out our YouTube channel and you can find all of our sermons there. If you have any questions about who we are as a church, hook us up on our website. We will see you soon. Thank you for tuning in to Monday Sunday Rewind, and we will talk to you soon.